Well, good evening all. Well, as we know, we've recently just had the climate summit, where people are spending exorbitant amounts of energy just to get there, and to do some more virtual signaling and patting each other on the back. But what really happens? Well, here's my take on climate change. Oh, I know a lot of people be too scared to touch this one, but not me. I'm brave. First of all, climate change has always been happening on the planet Earth, so there's nothing new there. But it is true that our activity on the planet has sped things up somewhat. But climate change has always been happening over the centuries and thousands of years. And of course, I've always tried to find other alternatives other than gas and coal. And popular are wind and solar. And if anybody really knows how much those wind turbines cost, and the amount of energy that has to be used to make one, and how really unreliable they are, and they don't really produce much energy. But we're not supposed to know that. But it is true that the UK and even America have cut their CO2 emissions quite a lot. But how have they done it? Well, they get their supplies from other countries. So now it costs more money and expense to get that energy to that country, which is passed on to the consumer, which is us. And usually the country they get it from isn't following the climate stuff. So it's a bit like rob Peter to pay Paul, isn't it? Then, of course, the problem is the countries that are not following the climate deals have cheaper energy, and they sell it to other countries at quite a high price. But you see, it affects us all, unless everybody does the climate change thing. The atmosphere above the country that's not following it, it doesn't just stay there, does it? It affects the whole planet. So all that's really happening is it's being slowed down slightly. We all know the offenders that are polluting the atmosphere, don't we? So what I'm saying is that everybody on the planet has to get on board with the climate change. And right now, I can't see that happening. So what most governments are doing mostly are virtue signaling, really. And all these people who are a bit, I don't know, who have been taken up by aliens and fiddled with or whatever, next time you are taken up, ask them what energy they use. I'm sure it's very clean. And of course we have electric cars now, but it still costs money and energy to make those electric cars. And of course these electric cars run on batteries, rechargeable batteries. And lots of them. They can only recharge so many times. Then what? And I have heard of some people having to buy a whole new power pack for their car, and they may as well board another car. No, what we need is some form of energy that is very clean and doesn't hurt the environment. So put your thinking caps on, guys. And it's kind of funny how the younger people are all into this climate change thing, and yet they're the ones in the generation who have made so many things much worse. It's a throwaway world, for one thing. And there's precious metals in their iPhones that they have. How do they think they get them? You know, I remember when I was a very, very young man in the UK, and I met this old man who was very wise. And he said to me, I complained about the weather, as everybody does in the UK, because it's either raining or windy or both. He said to me then, in time, England will be like the Mediterranean weather. And of course I didn't believe him, but I logged it in my brain. And you know, he was right, because the summers have been getting warmer and longer. And that was way back when climate change wasn't a thing. But if you talk to the young generation of today, they don't know that. They think climate change has been all affected by humans. And that if we stop all the CO2 emissions, the planet will stay exactly the same. Well, it will. It'll just take longer for it to change, but it will change. England will be of the Mediterranean weather. And if you're young enough, it might be a good idea to buy some land way up north in Canada that's under snow and ice at the moment. Because in time, that will be very valuable land. I've never really thought much about the climate change summit, because all the crazies turn up and they turn it into a circus. You guys out there got any sort of ideas about climate change? Because that's my 10 cents worth. And as I live on the south coast in the UK, out in the ocean I can see about 40 to 50 wind turbines. And they are the most unattractive thing on the skyline. They're actually out at sea. Now you can imagine how much each one of those costs, and how much it costs to install it out there, and maintain it. And if anybody likes to find out how much a wind turbine costs, let me know. I think they're made also in China or somewhere, or Russia or something. Certainly not in the United States, I don't believe. Or the UK. But what do I know? Anyway, nice talking to you again, guys. And this is my last one tonight, because I'm going to bed. Because I'm an old man. I also just watched a program about bedding and your mattress, how it's full of mites everywhere. So I won't be sleeping alone, I guess. You take it easy now. Oh, yeah. Oh, nice. No, honey, not tonight. I'm very tired.